St John City Council this week voted unanimously to allow for the proposed industrial park development at Lawnville on the west side of the city to proceed. After three previous council sessions involving around 75 people speaking in opposition to the development, Monday evening's meeting heard from three parties in support of the project. Those included Andrew Beckett, CEO of development agency Envision St John, and Craig Bell Esterbrooks, President and CEO of Port St John. One St John resident spoke in favour of the project. Referring to industrial parks in Moncton, Councillor Greg Stewart spoke about challenging the negative connotations of heavy industry.
We have this connotation of a bad heavy industry, but man, I'm telling you, when I drive down through those buildings, I am impressed with what's happened, how much that's developed. I'd like to believe that something like that could also happen in Lawnville. We have to just stop thinking about all the negative connotations that come with heavy industry. There's potential here for us to grow as a city. Thank you all for coming and talking. But honestly, I don't want this to be all negative, because there is potential for the city of St. John to finally get its piece of the pie. Why would we be in competition with Moncton? Well, the fact is, we are, because they are growing and they are getting these industries and we're not. And yes, you deserve a lot down there, and we're going to make sure that you guys get some of what you deserve. We're going to. But I don't want us to miss this opportunity. Please. Thank you.
Echoing other councillors, Councillor Greg Norton pointed to the need for benefits to be returned to the Lawnville community, and that land for public purposes, LPP monies, should be directed to the community.
I believe it's well within the power of this council and staff to bring forward some type of policy or provision that says, look, if there's LPP monies, then the lion's share, the far lion's share of that, especially with an application like this, needs to go for direct reinvestment into the community. If we're going to be pro-development, then we have to be pro-community, especially pro-host community, for the ones that at the end of the day are going to be living with the development or the choice that this council makes. I'm hoping that it just doesn't go into a general pot, that we'll hear from the residents or a advisory committee that says this is where these funds need to go, so that they can see real tangible benefits or return on their investment through that fund.
Councillor Joanna Killen, who along with Councillor Jerry Lowe is on the board of St John Industrial Parks, noted the difficulty in making the decision and addressed her position on the board.
I know the proposed expansion of the Spruce Lake Industrial Park has been incredibly difficult for everyone, I think. I want you to know this has not been an easy choice for me. I've listened to your concerns, I've had tough conversations, and have spent sleepless nights. I respect and understand the worries about our environment, about change, and what this means for the citizens of Lawnville. I'm supporting the Spruce Lake Industrial Park expansion because I believe it is a necessary step for St. John's growth and prosperity. And this land will be used to attract new businesses, create jobs, and keep our economy strong. I also want to address the concern that some community members have raised about my role in the Industrial Park Board. As a councillor, I serve on a number of boards and committees, and as part of my official duties, to ensure council is informed and involved in key community organizations and not to advance personal interests. I do not have any personal or financial interest in the industrial park or its expansion. My role on the board is a representative of council. My commitment is to act in the best interest of our entire community, and I take that responsibility very seriously.
Councillor Paula Radwin stated that she had heard from many residents in favour, although only one resident spoke in favour, and most of the letters of support came from industry rather than residents.
This council has really wanted to listen to residents, and I think that we have done really well with that. This is not easy. I've heard from many people that don't live in Lawnville but live in St. John that they want this to move forward a lot. I want to talk about the host community, and I agree. I think that definitely there needs to be more investments if this goes ahead tonight in Lawnville. I think the city had always good intention to invest more in Lawnville. In the end, the biggest thing for me is I'm thinking this is a potential of approximately 20 new businesses to St. John, large businesses, large investments. You know, to me, it's about the future of the city. there needs to be money to give back to the community because there hasn't been. So the future of the city needs projects like this.
Following the decision at the meeting, a number of those in opposition to the proposed development were audible in expressing their disapproval. Atlantic Canada Climate Network, a St. John-based initiative working towards tackling climate change, subsequently called on those opposed to the development to put pressure on the province to protect the ecosystem and the community. This is Iona Cove for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.